from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Arubans going to the polls in late September. The two-party coalition administration there has collapsed. The sub-region's newest prime minister attempts to put OECS political unity back on the front burner. And 2 days of protest demonstrations in the Dominican Republic. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Aruban Prime Minister Henny Eman was locked in talks today with other political leaders after his coalition administration folded because of a tourism dispute. The coalition collapsed when the two members of the Aruba Liberal Organization, the transportation and tourism ministers, resigned. They were at odds with the Aruba People's Party, the main coalition partner. The two parties hold 12 seats between them. The opposition People's Electoral Movement has 9. With the coalition now in tatters, September 28 has been announced as the date for fresh elections. Ronnie Hendriguez is program manager of the television station Tele Aruba. Asked him whether there's going to be an interim administration in the run-up to the elections.
I think most probably it's going to remain as is for the remaining of the period before the election. There's going to be no changes. That's the general opinion at the present time.
Why was the tourism ministry issue allowed to become such a major disagreement?